Sister Penelope, the floor is yours. You're on mute.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to just talk to you about what God has put on my heart. For this past year, we have been talking about so that I may know him. But I encourage us to also know ourselves. And so I have titled this Finding Encouragement in Ourselves. I'm going to share my screen. Can everyone see my screen? Uh-oh.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was sharing it earlier. I didn't have any issues. So let's try it again. Can we see it now?
It's coming up. Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Okay. So the title of this is encouragement. And I found that a lot is expected of us as women. We have to be good wives, mothers, sisters, managers, etc. Everything. We just have to be really good at whatever it is that we do. And we are expected to encourage others, but I ask who encourages us. So today I want to talk to you about how we can be encouraged to be the best version of ourselves, and in doing so, we can encourage others. So this is not meant to be powerful or profound, and I'm not sharing anything that you haven't already heard. Instead, these are just simple reminders of how we can find encouragement in ourselves. So the first thing that we need to do is exercise, right? And so there are lots of benefits of exercise. It relaxes you. It improves your blood pressure. It limits sickness. It allows you to be more social, especially if you're going to the gym. It boosts your endorphins, and endorphins are produced to help relieve pain, reduce stress, and improve your overall mood. It also boosts your brain power, and it boosts your energy. So, you know, all of these little pieces of the pie combine to just make a whole you. So the next thing that we need to talk about and think about is nutrition. Proper nutrition may help you live longer. It lowers your risk of heart disease. Type 2 diabetes and some types of cancers. It helps the digestive system to function. It helps you to achieve and maintain a healthy weight. It strengthens your bones. It boosts your immunity, and it supports muscles. It also keeps your skin, teeth, and eyes healthy. So we also need to be consistent, right? So it's the one thing, consistency, it is the one thing that separates those who hit their goals from those that don't. So we need to be accountable to yourself. Examine yourself regularly, and hold yourself accountable for your actions or lack thereof. So Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we need to be accountable to yourself. Have clarity of mind. Be laser focused on the things you want to accomplish, whether it's in a day, whether it's in a year, or whether it's in a goal in your life. Get motivated about the things you want to accomplish. Be fierce and fabulous, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14 says that. It says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Confidence comes from holding yourself accountable, clarity of mind, and being motivated. Next, let's talk about obedience. When we are obedient to God and allow Him to order our steps, it allows us to operate from a place of positivity and blessing. It also allows us to be an encouragement to others because we have submitted to the will of God. Jesus's obedience resulted in His death, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Philippians 2:8. But if we are obedient, God has promised we will receive freedom, personal growth, protection, abundance, and an opportunity at life everlasting. Uh-oh. Okay, come on now. All right. So next up is understanding. So Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. So what we have to do is trust, lean, and acknowledge. And what God does is everything else. So that R stands for rest and relaxation. And this is so very important. And it is one of the things we give up first in order to encourage and be there for others. So I encourage you, instead of cooking, have dinner delivered. Take a long hot shower or bath and don't worry about the water bill. Find a babysitter for an evening and do something that you want to do. Go to a movie by yourself, get your hair done, treat yourself to a manicure. Oh my gosh, manicure or pedicure. Sorry, ladies. Treat yourself to a manicure and pedicure and just pamper yourself because you deserve it. Next up is being attentive. How to be attentive to the word of God. One, read your Bible. Reflect upon what you have read. Make practical application to your life. Pray and invite God to speak to you. Also, be present when speaking with others. Be attentive to what they are saying and pay attention to how you respond. Godly instruction. So God gave us the Bible, which is our basic instruction before leaving Earth. And it serves as our godly instruction. It gives us instruction on how to live right, how to treat others, how to love, how to forgive, and so on and so forth. God also gave us the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and is our comforter and intercessor. The most important gift God gave us, though, is the example of Christ's life, his death, burial, and resurrection gives us an opportunity at a more abundant life and a chance at everlasting life. So that next E is empathy. So it allows us to, It allows us to encourage others by showing compassion. This is not the same as sympathy, nor does it mean we have to make other people's problems our problems. It simply means we understand how someone else feels and have a caring response to their emotional state. It is not easy, but it builds connections and requires a lot of listening without judgment. That M is for that mental health care. So guard your mental health as it affects every aspect of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So here are a few things that you can do. Talk to someone if you are feeling overwhelmed, and then refer back to the previous point I made about rest and relaxation. We have to focus on eating healthy, exercise, and also getting enough sleep. The next E is for effort. And some things we do so effortlessly, and then other things require lots of effort. But in all things, God sees our heart and he will bless our efforts by his grace. Our labor will not be in vain. May God's name be glorified in all that we do, and may we keep our eyes fixed on God. Keep working hard and putting forth effort, and God will keep blessing us with the strength to keep up those efforts. But most importantly, let us keep being a blessing to others. So there's that word. It's a little word, it's no. And as women, we always feel the need to say yes to everything we are asked to do. And maybe it's because we've heard no so many times, or maybe we are used to pleasing others. But it is okay to say no, and no is not a bad word. So just here are some tips on learning to say no. Rehearse it. Rehearse your no. You can say something like, "Thank you, but I already have other plans," or "I have a lot on my plate right now." You do not have to offer an explanation as to why you are saying no. And also, if possible, offer an alternative that doesn't involve you. So that final T is just be thankful. So here's a little poem that I found. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. And that is it, ladies. Thank you so much for your attention.
Oh, man, Penelope, you do not disappoint. You do not disappoint. And you thought it wasn't going to be thought-provoking. Girl, bye. This was awesome. Encouragement. Oh, my gosh. And I can't wait to go back to those slides. And I know which ones the devil didn't want me to hear, because the slideshow kept moving. So
yeah, sorry about that.
Those are the ones that I'm going to go back and focus on. And I like the fact that you're validating my need for R&R. And my need to say no. Oh my gosh, the tips of saying no. I need to say that more often.
Yes.
Sometimes we take on too much.
We do.
And that rest. I needed rest this past weekend, and I know I needed it. And boy, I tell you, thank you, Lord, for sending Penelope and sending this message. I'm gonna allow anybody else to give you some encouragement, but you definitely encouraged me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. That was a great lesson, Penelope. And thank I you. Need to learn to say no more often.
Yep. The other thing that we do is, like, we'll have our hands full of stuff and someone will say, "Oh, you want me to get that for you?" And we'll say, "No, I got it." But in reality, we don't have it. So it's okay to say, "Sure, yes, I need some help."
Oh, yeah. I need to learn that.
Thank you, Penelope, for your presentation. You can't see me today because my camera isn't working on this computer, but I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the part for the exercise. I need to get back into that. So I really needed the encouragement to get back into my exercise. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So thank you, Penelope. That was a wonderful New Year's message. So I'm going to laminize those slides.
Okay. And I saw a few typos, so I'm going to correct those before I send it out.
Oh, Penelope, we weren't looking at the typos. We were listening to the message.
Exactly. Amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. I appreciate that.
Amen. That poem really really touched me, because sometimes we are not thankful for the things that we take for granted. Amen. First thing comes out of our mouth is a complaint about it, but we have to be thankful for those things, because as you say, those things make us stronger, make us wiser. So thank you so much. That was so informational. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My sister Penelope, thank you so much for the word. I just love the fact, and I'll piggyback off of what Sister Floyd stated, just being thankful, the little things that we skip over. But most importantly, as much as we encourage other, and I'm guilty of this, we have to encourage ourselves. And I just thank you for yielding to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to speak through you. And may God bless you continuously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Penelope. Yes, first, I have to tell you, I have to tell you how beautiful you look.
Thank you. You're
just flawless with beauty. So first, that's it.
Thank you. Then secondly,
I feel like, you know, do you ever buy shoes and you really, really want them to fit because it's exactly what you want, and then you put them on and they are too tight? Well, that's how I feel. You have given me, I got to work into the right size of my shoes because I need so many of these things to fit. And right now it's very tight because I have to learn from each one of them. Several of them have just hit me hard, from the exercise to being consistent, you know, and whatever I'm doing. And it's not just exercise, it's other things too, saying no, like many of the sister said, it's just obedience, but everything that you said. So I just thank you. I want to get a good fit. And you have brought to my attention that I really, really need to let go of some things and do better in many, many other things. I appreciate it. I am encouraged.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else? Sister Kenyatta, you can go ahead and close us out with the recording.